with SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. President Trump and U.S. officials have outlined some of the details of the U.S. military strikes against Venezuela that led to the capture of dictator Nicolas Maduro.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs says U.S. forces had practiced the maneuvers for months. General Dan Kane also says his forces got the go-ahead from President Trump late Friday. Meanwhile, President Trump says Maduro was highly guarded in a presidential palace but failed to close the door to a safe room. Mr. Trump also says U.S. forces armed themselves with massive blowtorches.
That's Washington correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Those blowtorches could be used to cut through steel walls if Maduro had locked himself in. President Trump says the U.S. will partner Venezuela to revive its productive oil capacity, benefiting both countries.
This partnership of Venezuela with the United States of America, a country that everybody wants to be involved with because of what we were able to do and accomplish, will make the people of Venezuela rich, independent, and safe.
Christopher Sabatini, a senior fellow for Latin America at Chatham House, says what President Trump is doing in Venezuela is a warning for all Latin America.
If you get out of line, if you engage in narcotics trafficking, if you steal elections, if you become a target of basically Donald Trump's misinformation, let's be honest, while the Maduro government was by no means a saint, it was as corrupt and repressive and human rights abusing and bloody as it's been alleged. But the truth is that this also got into the Trump administration's sights because of the massive amount of Venezuelan refugees.
National security advisors from Europe and other allies have discussed security guarantees in Kyiv as the U.S.-led push to end the war with Ukraine intensifies. This is SRN News. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. Are you reading the scriptures? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
If you get out of line, if you engage in our...
The American Bible Society's annual report finds about 41% of Americans qualify as Bible users, meaning they have read the scripture at least three times a year outside of church services. That's up from 38% last year, but down from 2021, when half of Americans fit that category. The ABS report also reveals that a little over a third of Gen Z and millennials would qualify as Bible users, an increase for millennials over 2024. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo is adding his voice to the chorus of critics condemning Illinois for legalizing assisted suicide. The pontiff, who is from Illinois, says he had spoken explicitly with Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker and urged him not to sign the measure into law. Leo told reporters, quote, "We were very clear about the necessity to respect the sacredness of life from the very beginning to the very end, and unfortunately, for different reasons, he decided to sign that bill." More on these stories at SRNnews.com. United Arab Emirates... Iran's supreme leader has addressed the ongoing protests, insisting that rioters must be put in their place. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti suggests there are divisions within the Iranian regime.
With some political elements saying that they understand what the protesters are complaining about, that they want to even take action to mollify them. And that suggests that we could have a difference here between earlier widespread protests like the Green Revolution, say, in 2009, where the government itself begins to fracture. That could lead to regime collapse.
Continetti made his remarks to the Salem Radio Network. Several performers withdrew from Trump Kennedy Center events after the venue's rebranding, including jazz groups, country singers, and dance troupes. Rick Grinnell, the president and executive director of the Kennedy Center, refutes the claims by Trump critics that the president negatively impacted their sales. This is